everybody. Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Here's some interesting news about Horlicks as an aid to travelers. Many of our friends report that on flying trips, Horlicks is extremely beneficial. It makes a light, sustaining, easily digested meal that tides you over till you land, thus preventing sickness. Often, because of its remarkable digestibility, Horlicks is the one food that can be kept upon the stomach. If you plan to fly, remember this. Remember, too, that for 50 years, travelers by land and sea in every part of the world have relied on Horlicks. It is convenient to carry and easy to prepare at any time of the day or night. Horlicks already contains rich, full cream milk and only needs to be mixed with water to make an economical, nourishing lunch or supper snack. So when you're packing up for that long-planned vacation trip, slip in a package of this famous malted milk. You can get it, you know, in natural and chocolate flavors, in both powder and tablet form. You'll find the handy, tempting tablets every bit as indispensable. They melt in your mouth. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, tonight is the night that Lum plans to kidnap Abner. With Abner's permission, of course. You know, since Lum has been more or less ostracized by his fellow townsmen, he feels if he can make a hero of himself, he can get back in their good graces. So Abner must be kidnapped in order that Lum can make the rescue. As we look in on Pine Ridge, it is midnight, the time set for the kidnapping. Lum has carefully slipped through the night to Abner's house, and we find him quietly raising the window to Abner's bedroom. Listen. Hey, Abner. Abner. Wake up, Abner.
What's going on in here? What's that?
It's me, Lum. For goodness sakes, hey, sir. Don't talk so loud. You wake up the whole house.
Well, what do you want? What's you waking me up this time of night for, Lum?
Wake up, Abner. You're still asleep. I've come to kidnap you.
Come to do what?
Kidnap you. Don't you know this is the night we're going to have the kidnapping?
I don't know a thing about it. Go away and leave me alone.
Abner, if you don't get up now, I'm going to whop you on.
Well, what did it you want?
Here, set up in bed. Come on, set up. You mean to say you forgot about us planning to kidnap you tonight at 12 o'clock?
Oh, yeah, I remember something about it. But let's wait till some other time, Lum. I'm too sleepy tonight.
Wait a minute. Where's a glass of water?
Water? Oh, why, there's a glass sitting right there on the dresser.
Yeah, if I don't give you a wetting, I'll wake you up.
Oh.
Abner, you idiot, you wake up the...
Well, what about you, Hart?
Well, what'd you bite my finger for?
Well, why'd you put your hand over my mouth?
I was trying to quiet you down.
Yeah, you ought to have been bit. Come over here in the middle of the night, dousing water over a fella and waking him up.
Well, we can't stand around here arguing all night. Oh, for goodness sake, what's that?
Oh, that's your alarm clock.
Well, set it off. Grab it there. What's the thing doing going off this time of the night anyway?
Why, I had it set for 12 o'clock so that I'd be sure and wake up by the time you got here. You must be early.
No, I weren't early. That clock of yours must be slow.
No, it ain't neither. I set it by the sawmill whistle today. I know it's right on time. Yes, sir.
Hurry up. Let's get out of here while we can. Wait a minute. Don't light that lamp. Put that match out there. For goodness sake.
Now, look what you done.
What was that?
Why, you grabbed at that match and knocked the lamp chimney off my dresser.
Wait a minute. Get back in bed, Abner. Get in there quick. Think out like you're asleep.
What you calling it after, Lum?
Shut up, you idiot. I'm hiding.
Hiding from what?
Be quiet. I think I heard some footsteps out there in the hall.
Oh, my goodness. Stay where you're at, Lum. I'll fix them. Where's that gun of mine?
Don't do that, Abner. Get away from that door.
I'll find out who it is. Hold up your hand. Stop right where you're at. Who are you, anyway?
My goodness, where are you now?
I don't think there's nobody out there, Lum.
Well, come on, quick. We got to get out of here now, sure enough.
Well, wait till I get my clothes on hand.
We ain't got time for you to put them on. Go ahead and jump out the window there, quick. I'll bring you clothes.
Well, Lum, I can't go out without no clothes on now, I'll tell you that.
Go ahead and jump. I'll be right behind you.
Why didn't you tell me that window was down,
huh? I forgot about it. Look out, here I come. Abner, for goodness sake, make that dog hitch up. Get away from there, Blue.
Here, Blue, that blame you
hitch up.
Get out of here.
Come on. Come on, Abner. Come on. Run for you. My goodness gracious, that blame it. That dog will wake up the whole community.
Here, not so fast now, Lum. Wait a minute. I think I hurt my leg when I jumped out the window there.
Well, here, give me your hand. I'll help you.
Well, now, wait a minute. Here, you're just a-dragging me. Turn loose. You're hurting my leg, Lum.
Your leg? I've got a hold of your arm.
I know, but it's a-hurting my leg to run. Throw up a little.
Come on, Abner. This is the last time I'll ever try to kidnap you.
Well, I hope so. Got me running around here this time of night, barefooted in my nightshirt. Somebody see me, they'd think I'd lost my reason.
Well, if you hurry up, nobody won't see you.
Just about. Hit me. Pneumonia's just about what I'll do.
You're too slow to catch anything.
Well, let's sit down and rest a minute, Lum.
Well, wait till we get over to my place, and then you can rest all you want to. You won't have nothing to do for the next few days but rest.
Reckon could you carry me?
Carry you? No, I won't carry you.
Well, most kidnappers do. They don't expect a body to walk away from a house, much less run.
Then they don't have the fellas like you to kidnap, neither. If they did, they'd quit the business, I'll tell you that. I could have kidnapped a whole brass band and made less noise than you did a while ago, breaking that window.
Yeah, and Elizabeth's going to be awful mad about that, too, Lom.
She'll be so worried about you being kidnapped, she'll forget all about the window.
Yeah, well, maybe she'll think the kidnapper done it. I hope so, anyway.
What's the matter?
Lom, I just can't go another step. My legs are just hurting, and these rocks are just killing my feet.
You ought to put on your shoes. Here, slip them on right quick.
And I doubt if they'll go on now. My feet are so full. I'm just a good mice to sit right here. I don't care if they do catch me or find me. I never thought much of this hiding in the first place. You had to make that hero out of yourself. Now, see there? Just what I thought. Can't get them on. I know that I ain't a-going another foot.
Well, we ain't got hardly 50 yards to go on, Dad.
I don't care if we ain't got the 50 foot. I'm a-setting right here.
All right. Here. Get up on my back. I'll carry you.
Well, now, if you don't want...
Don't argue with me. Get on up there. Stand here in the middle of the road or somebody comes along and sees us. Here, hold your legs up so I can catch hold of them. Now, well, don't strangle me for goodness sake.
I feel sort of foolish riding piggyback this way.
Piggyback? How do you reckon I feel making a saddle horse out of myself? I sure hope nobody sees us now. Get them chin whiskers off the back of my neck, for goodness sake. Turn your head, them whiskers is tickling me.
Oh.
This is a fine howdy-do. The justice of the peace and president of the school board carrying a full-grown mice like you around on
well,
the
back. Well, yeah, wait a minute, Mom. Ain't this your house?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Well, you're going right by.
Well, you're driving, I am. All right. Watch out for your feet. You got to go through the gate here. Now, undoubtedly, you can walk on in the house from here.
Yeah, I believe I can make that all right.
I still think there weren't nothing wrong with you except just laziness. Now, if I can find my key. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Well, light a lamp or something. I can't see where I'm going.
Well, here, just follow me. Let me strike a match here.
Yeah, you better. Yeah, that's better now. Let me sit down. I'm just plumb tired out.
You're tired?
Somebody see that lamp lit over here that time of night, Mom. They think you took down sick.
Yeah, we better blow it out and get to bed as quick as we can.
I know that there's going to be a lot of excitement tomorrow when Elizabeth finds that ransom note on her pillow. Wait a minute. Lom, did you leave that...
Well, I'll be dead blamed. I forgot all about the ransom note.
Oh, for goodness sake. They won't know I'm kidnapped. Elizabeth will just think I run off.
Yeah, let me get a pencil and paper and write that thing right now. Jeez, I don't know how to tell me to do such a... Here, turn the light up a little bit.
Yeah.
See, I think I better print it so they won't know my handwriting.
Yeah.
Let's see, My dearest Elizabeth. That's sounding more like a love letter, don't you? To the widder Peabody.
Huh?
Now, wait a minute. She ain't a widder, though, is she? You're just kidnapped.
Yeah.
My dear Miss, how do kidnappers start anyway?
Oh, I don't know, Lon. Just get hard up for money, I reckon. Figure out the easy way to get it.
I mean, how do they start their letters?
Oh, I don't know about that. Do they have to have some special way of starting?
I'll just say Miss Peabody.
Yeah, that's her name. Or that is her married name.
We are holding your husband at the old mill. Now, wait a minute. Better not say where we're holding you, had we?
No.
Just say we are holding your husband, Abner.
Well, she knows who it is. She knows my name.
Just say we are holding your husband for ransom. Leave $50. Where can we have her leave?
Well, it'd be handy if we just have her bring it here to your house, Mom.
We're trying to keep her from finding out that we know anything about it. That's the reason I'm printing it.
Well, she's bound to know it. I know something about it. I'm the one that's kidnapped.
I mean, we don't want her to know that I know anything about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
How about that holler stump down there in the fur corner of my field? That ought to be a good place.
Yeah, that'll be all right, yeah.
See, what have we got here? We are holding your husband, Abner, for a ransom. Leave $50 in the holler stump at the corner of my... Or at the corner of Rum Eddard's field.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, wait a minute. Maybe we better leave my name out of it altogether, though. She might catch on. I'll have her leave her under the steps of the schoolhouse.
No, but that's going to be just like the Easter eggs on trying to find a $50.
No. Sign. Whose name are we going to sign to her now?
Yeah, it wouldn't do to sign your name, would it?
Of course not.
No.
No, we'll have to make up a name of some kind. How about John Doe?
John Doe. That don't sound much like a kidnapper, Mom. You generally find him in legal papers. Or to have a fancy-sounding name like, Captain Kidd, the Kidnapping Kid.
Let's just sign it X.
I don't know if I ever heard that name, just X.
Or the Black Hand. That's a good kidnapping name.
Kid.
Yeah, I can draw a picture of a skull and crossbones and dagger and ace of spades and all that stuff on it.
Yeah, that's your time, yeah.
Well, now the next thing is how are we going to get it over there? Wouldn't do for me to take it over. I might get pitched.
Well, I know I ain't going back over there barfooted.
Oh, no, couldn't let you go over there anyway. If I could just slip in there without nobody seeing me, but I'm feared we made so much noise a while ago, they're all awake by this time. How in the world Elizabeth and Pearl slipped through all that wreckage more than I can see?
Well, Elizabeth and Pearl wasn't there, you know, Ron.
Wasn't there?
No, I meant to tell you what a good night we picked out to have the kidnapping. Aunt Charity Spears is down sick, and they're both setting up with her all night.
Well, I'll sworn to... Had us slipping around there trying to keep from waking nobody up, and we could have just walked right out the front door.
Yeah, sure we could.
Well, why in the world didn't you say something about it?
I don't know. You was doing the kidnapping. I just never wanted to butt in.
Swan Abner, I just said that blame disgusted with you sometimes.
Well, if the old fellow's plans were successful, it was simply because there was nobody home tonight. And now... Here's something of special interest to the thousands of listeners who use Horlicks to help promote quick, sound sleep. Maybe some of you read about it recently, how a scientist at a well-known university discovered scientifically that the partaking of an easily digested, nutritious food just before retiring aided in reducing restlessness, acted beneficially in promoting sounder, more refreshing sleep. Science has now proved to be true what tens of thousands have always testified through actual trial. If you have any trouble getting to sleep at nights or in sleeping soundly, try drinking a warm glassful of Horlicks just before retiring. It'll soothe you and relax you, you'll find, and help promote quick, refreshing sleep. You'll know just how refreshing once you've tried it, because you'll wake up so much brighter, more refreshed next morning. Try it. You can get Horlicks in either natural or chocolate flavor. This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all goodbye until tomorrow at this same time.